at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Prescott, Arizona, from the offices of Renovations with Mr. Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. And we were just getting into what I thought was a pretty interesting conversation about where propane comes from and, you know, how it's distributed. And y'all were talking about a salt mine in Litchfield?
Yeah, there's an old Morton salt mine. I think part of it's still operating, but just north of the operating part is an underground salt cavern that Morton developed and sold to these propane suppliers. And we store propane in that salt cavern because of the salt, it's really sealed. There are no fissures or cracks, so the propane doesn't escape. And, of course, it's under pressure down there, too. And there's a big water pond right next to it, so to put propane in, they pump the propane down. And this cavern's several hundred feet underground. And they pump the propane down, and the water comes out into the pond. And then to get the propane out, they pump water in, and the propane comes out.
Wow.
And propane's about half as heavy as water, so they don't mix. The water's on top, propane stays on the bottom.
And you have to send a truck down there, plug into it, fill your truck up, and come up here.
Yeah, I hire a third party to do it.
Okay.
So a third party brings a propane to me from Litchfield Park, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you go on a tour of the place, literally all you see is a big pond, a little shack, the racks where the trucks load, and a couple of pipes going underground.
You can't get into the cavern.
you can't see the cavern. They didn't have a tunnel with a glass wall where you can, like an aquarium. But no, it's really interesting. They store a lot of propane down there. And there are several of these caverns all over the country.
And when you're talking barrels, it's not like they're barreled underground. That's just what
they calculate. No, and I think it's gallons, actually, not barrels. I think it's 125 or 30 million gallons, not barrels. But it's a lot of propane in any case.
You were talking a little bit about down in Maricopa County, what the propane gas industry did here in Arizona on the fire pits.
Yeah, last year we partnered. The Arizona Propane Gas Association partnered with Maricopa County and Home Depot to come up with a rebate program to get people in Maricopa County to stop using wood-burning outdoor fire pits. And we actually had 1,000 people participate in that to replace their wood-burning fire pits in Maricopa County with propane-burning ones. And according to the clean air people in Maricopa County, they've seen a difference already.
So, I mean, you've retired 1,000 fireplaces.
Yes. And
wood-burning fireplaces.
Yes, and I believe we're going to do it again this year.
Wow.
With Maricopa County. I think we're talking to them right now to do that again, to retire more.
Well, you can really see it when we work into those temperature inversions through the middle of the winters.
Oh, you can see it and smell it down there.
Yes.
Up here when we get inversion, you can see and smell the smoke when people are burning wood, yeah. So, yeah, it does make a difference.
The smoke smell is only fun at a campfire.
Yeah, that's right. It's not fun when you get up, especially up here. When you smell smoke, boy, your eyebrows go up and you start wondering what's going on.
When and where. Just every time we get to the end of the break, I'm like, all right, we've covered everything about propane as we can, and we hit to the break, and like, there's so much more that you've got. Talk about the propane as an import versus an export and how that has completely changed in America.
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago, propane was mostly imported. Not mostly, but we're a net importer of propane. And then with the discovery of all these natural gas, shale production places in Texas and the Dakotas and New York, Pennsylvania, those kinds of places. Now we're actually a net propane exporter. And in fact, these guys, the producers, are exporting it just as fast as they can to the India, China, places like that, because there's a huge demand for propane there because they don't have the natural gas piping infrastructure. So there's a lot of propane demand in these developing countries. So, yeah, they're domestically, we have a lot of propane supply. The problem is we're also exporting a ton of it.
And Mom had asked a great question. How do they make propane? Where is it generated from?
Propane comes from either crude oil production, where it's split out from the crude oil, or now most of it comes from natural gas processing. Again, with the development with all these natural gas places and the places I mentioned, it's, I guess you'd call it a byproduct of natural gas production. natural gas is methane, propane, butane, ethane, and they split all those off so that in the end, natural gas that you get to heat your home or something is mostly methane, and the propanes come off and they make propane out of that. And propane was actually discovered as a heating source and something you can use just barely over 100 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's developed quite into quite an industry in that amount of time. Does it ever go bad? Like if I've got a propane tank?
In fact, the gentleman who discovered it, invented it, whatever you want to call it, actually had a tank of it that he kept. And when we had the 100-year anniversary nationally a few years ago, of course, we're propane dorks, so we recognize that. And they actually burned some propane out of that original canister, and it just worked fine. Yeah, so it doesn't go bad, no.
The containers sometimes age out.
The containers can go bad if you don't take care of them. They can start rusting, generally from the outside, and so you do want to watch your container. But generally, the containers, if they're taken care of, could last indefinitely, but surely 40, 50 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, they'll last indefinitely, but something, if you've got tanks, they'll only refill one that's under 15 years old.
On your smaller DOT cylinders, your barbecue cylinders, you have to recertify it after the first 12 years. And that means somebody just goes and looks at it, make sure there's no rust, make sure the foot's not rusting and coming off, make sure there aren't leaks. But then it can be recertified for 5 years, and then you'd have to take it again in 5 years and do it again.
What kind of pressure are those under when they're full?
They're rated to 250 PSI, the tanks, although the propane is, you know, I think it's 102 pounds at 60 degrees. And of course, the pressure changes with temperature. So as it gets hotter, the pressure builds. But I believe at 60 degrees, propane in a container is 102 pounds.
Now, does propane, and this may be a question that's you're not able to answer, but using propane in the mountains, does it take longer to boil water than a lower elevation? Because I swear, when we fill up the 100-quart crawfish pots up at 7,000 feet, it seems like it takes 2 to 3 times longer than you know, at low elevations below the rim.
You're torturing those poor crawfish by making them suffer longer.
Is it just in my imagination, or does it take longer to boil water with propane at a higher elevation?
You know, I think cooking anything takes longer at a higher elevation. It wouldn't surprise me if it took a little bit longer to boil water.
Hey, well, Dave? Dave, yes. We have another Dave on the phone, and he's got a very interesting question. Dave in Phoenix, it has to do with the size of a propane tank. Dave, you there?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I went from a natural gas house to a house that doesn't have natural gas, and when we had to change out our appliances, where I got the gas one, I put in the propane nozzles. And for starters, we just hooked it up to a little 5-gallon tank because we just wanted to get it going. And I was calling the various propane places because I looked online and they have all these setbacks about this far from electrical outlet, this far from a windowsill. And I never really got a clear answer about, you know, what size of a tank I can use that a truck can come and fill up. Because right now I've got, I don't know what the size is, it's about 4 or 5 feet tall. You know, regular size, and that seems to last a long time. I'm at least 5 or 6 months just for the stove and the barbecue and that kind of stuff.
Is your 4 or 5 foot tall tank a foot in diameter, or is it 2 or 3 feet in diameter?
No, it's a foot in diameter.
So that's a 100-pound cylinder that holds 23 gallons of propane. And if you're not doing home heat with propane, that'll last a long time. Home heat's what really uses the propane, but a small tank under 120 gallons you can put right up against your house. However, it has to be 5 feet from an opening, 5 feet from a vent, so many feet from any ignition sources such as air conditioning or electrical outlets. So there still are distance.
So that's my question, because right now it's sitting next to my air conditioning unit, and I didn't think that was good. So I need to move it, at least 10 or 15 feet away from my air conditioning unit?
At least, I'd put it 10 feet from something that can has a source of ignition like that.
Okay.
And it's not the air that you're worried.
Go ahead. It's 10 feet minimum from something that's a source of ignition.
Okay. And what about burying them? You putting them below grade?
There are buried tanks. I've never seen a 100-pound cylinder like you have that is buryable. Usually those are ASME tanks. You have a DOT cylinder. And the smallest I've seen are 120-gallon tanks. And they are coated with specific coating so they won't rust. And you have to put anode protection on them, again, cathodic protection so they won't rust. And they have risers so they'll come out of the ground properly, and shrouds so you don't run over them with your lawnmower or pickup truck. But no, don't try to bury that 100-pound cylinder.
And I get where he's trying to go. It's something, you know, and depending on what kind of access he has into his backyard, you know, the digging could be problematic. Getting the size of tank back there could be problematic.
But you can bury tanks. Yes, there are buried tanks from 120 gallons up to, you know, probably as big as you want to go.
So we appreciate the call, Dave. Good luck getting your house situated. Sounds like talk to him, just extending that hose and moving it farther away. And it's not that we're worried about propane getting sucked into our air conditioning unit, because that's the air handler. It's a source of ignition.
Yes. Although you want to put it away from vents going into the house, too. So you don't want propane sucking into your house. But it's more a case of if there's a leak or if it's overpressured and the relief valve goes off and you have propane shooting into the air.
Well, thanks for coming down this Saturday morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Real easy to find on Iron Springs Road, just past Iron Springs Cafe before Waters Garden Center.
Yeah.
The big propane silo gives it away if the truck's not out front.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate coming in. That's always good to see you guys up here in Yavapai County. And
what's your service area?
We are most of Yavapai County. I'd say we're all of Yavapai County except... we don't go to Black Canyon City. We don't go over the mountain here to Cottonwood, Clarkdale, or Camp Verde.
Now, do you drop off into Congress, or do you stay up at Yarnell?
We stay up at Yarnell. We don't go down the hill to Congress.
That's a pretty big commitment once you drop off the edge and you can't, there's no turning around.
That is a big commitment, and it just doesn't make sense for us now to do that.
Sure. Well, we appreciate you spending your Saturday morning here with us at Rosie on the House. We've got our weekly to-do that we'll bump into the next segment, grout sealing. If you've got a question, you can join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text 411-923. Email info@ROSIE, ROSIE, onthehouse.com.